Blog Talk Radio.
Behold him, riding on the clouds, riding
you. Thank God for you. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan. I'm here with you again. Glory to God on this Talk Bible, the Kingdom Builders broadcast here. And we thank God for you tuning in with us and hearing the word of the Lord. And we give God the glory for all things. Amen. We give God him. We give him glory after glory. We thank God. Amen. And we are here now to give you another word from the Lord. And we're going to come back in just a few moments after we hear Judy Jacobs sing a little bit more of this praise. We're going to come back with our broadcast. God bless you. Stay tuned.
Of famine and darkness and cold, still we are in the desert life. We carry the weight of the Lord. We call to
Amen. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today, and we give God the glory. Again, this is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I'm here today to bring to you another word from the Lord. I thank God for those of you who have been tuning in and listening to this broadcast, and I believe that God is really blessing you. Amen. Those of you who are just tuning in, I know those of you who have been tuning in. And I believe that tonight is no exception. God is going to give you a word from the Lord. Today, I am going to speak from my heart. Amen. We're only going to have one scripture here. And I'm going to speak from my heart. Amen. What I believe God is saying in this hour as I was praying this morning. Amen. Praying this morning. Listening to the voice of God. Amen. A revelational word came, and I'm going to share it with you on today. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Now, let us, first of all, go into a word of prayer. I always want to start off with prayer. So if you would, join with me, glory to God. Agree with me in prayer as we pray now. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those who are listening to it and those who have been blessed by it. I believe that you have the right people listening, and I believe that your anointing is going to go out over these airways to touch hearts, to answer prayers, to heal bodies in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, oh God, and I thank you right now for the revelational word. We understand, oh God, that my purpose is to help someone to see Jesus more clearly and to understand the times that we are living in. Amen. The Bible declares that these are perilous times. Men shall be lovers of pleasures more than the lovers of God. But we are going to try to expound upon the Word of God as your Spirit give reverence, and I pray that we all amen, would hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. I thank you right now, and I pronounce a blessing on every person that's listening, whether they're driving in their car, on the radio, on the internet, on their phone, amen, wherever they may be, in their house, on the job, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for you. Now, I will be the first to say that I do not come on the air declaring that I know everything, but I do know certain things, and we must understand that God has given many preachers many different avenues and areas of ministry, and we have to know them who are called according to his purpose. God will let you know who those are. We can't go by sound of voice. We can't go by if, amen, you're saying something that agrees with me or not. You have to understand, and this is why I was talking with my wife today, and we have to see people. People have to have an open mind when it comes to the Word of God. You cannot have the Word of God in your subconscious, or you cannot have a word in your subconscious and determine that if nobody hears what you feel the word is, that you do not associate with them. You have to have an open mind, because they're still in flesh and there are still revelational words that's coming forth. You have to understand that principle. You can't get to the point where you feel someone is greater than you or you are greater than someone else. You have to get to the point where it is God and all about him. Today's topic is going to be real people. We're going to talk about real people. Glory to God. Not false people. And when we say real people, we are mainly dealing with the church. We're mainly dealing with the church, and we have to understand that principle. Listen, people who are in the world are real. 99% of the people who are in the world who have, amen, no church life, glory to God, they are real. They are who you see them as. They do not pretend. They do not try to put on an air. They do not hypocrite. They do not sit there. They respect. My church, amen, was in the center of a gang area, but every young man that was there respected the church. They respected me. Glory to God. And it's not so much that I'm great, but it is to the point where they understand that I'm real in what I'm doing. And I do not condemn them, amen, for what they're doing, but I'm trying to show them a better way. And they appreciate that. And it's the church people who give you problems, and you have to understand that situation. Glory to God. I'm sad to say, and I hate to say it, but it is the truth. Because we need some real people in the church. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to go to a few things here. The issues that face us today are issues that we need to address as Christians. We talk about prosperity. We talk about the blessings. We talk about God doing this and God giving us that. But yet and still, there are other issues that we have to deal with, and we have to deal with them from a Christian point of view. Amen. I am first to say, and I would say on the air, that I don't waste time with ideological quotations or words or murmuring that really doesn't edify, doesn't mean anything. Amen. Things that people just want to argue about, they just want to debate about, they just want to talk about. We've got more pressing issues. We've got people who need healing. We've got people who are dying. We've got people, who need comfort. They are oppressed. They're committing suicide. We got people we got to deal with in that area, and we waste time, in my opinion, around ideological issues that doesn't really actually make any sense, and it doesn't prosper, and you still got people, amen, who are suffering spiritually, physically, and financially while we're talking in areas that really doesn't affect them, really doesn't give them hope, really doesn't give them anything. Glory to God. And I say you have to be well-rounded, and I understand that. But the issues today are things that we have to face. We've got people, we've got families who've lost their loved ones to violence. Amen. Young men are being shot down and killed. And we're trying to keep silent, and we're talking, and I just got to be real with you tonight. Glory to God. We have young men being shot down in the street, young women being killed, and we're still talking about prosperity. We're talking about getting this and getting that. And all of that's good, but there comes a time when we have to face the issues that are at hand. We have to address the issues that are at hand. You cannot sit back privately and be innocent in certain things because, listen, dangers and injustice will catch up with you. Amen. Just because you keep silent, that doesn't mean the devil does not have you on his agenda. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have you on his hit list. Oh, yeah, he's waiting for you. And we feel like sometimes we could just close our mouth and not say certain things, and we'll be on easy street, and especially with people. But you have to understand the people that you are trying to get on easy street with, if you understand what I'm saying, people that you are trying to, you know, cater to, and they seem to pat you on the back and make you feel good. I'm here to tell you, you have to be careful. Amen. They treated Jesus fine until he started saying he was the King of the Jews. Glory to God. They treated Paul fine until he became a Christian, until he starts speaking out against that he tore down. And there are certain people, if you agree with them, they'll stick with you. They'll be with you for a certain length of time. Glory to God. But when you start being real within yourself and stand on your own two feet and stand for what's real and what's the truth, then you will find out who's actually, glory to God, with you. You know, I made a statement one time, and that's why you have to be careful about what you ask God for. I made a statement one time, and that's when everything was going good in my life. I had friends. I had black friends. I had white friends. I was on boards. I was on everything. I was flying all over the country 6-7 times, in a year, and going everywhere to preach. And I asked God one day, and I got on my knees. I said, Lord, I said, let me know who my enemies are, that I may know who my friends are. And I had my own concept about that because I thought that he was just going to show me their character. He was just going to show me who they are and I could continue on. But God had his own way of showing me, because when things didn't work out with me and didn't work out for the ministry as I thought it was going to be, and then people turned on me and I started losing everything that I had. I started, not having as much. I started losing and went down to rock bottom, went back into the valley. And these same people who were so interested in me when I had, now I can't call them. They won't call me. They're not inviting me to come preach. They're not inviting me to do anything. And I got on my knees one day and I asked God, what's going on? And he said, you told me to show you who your enemies were so you would know your friends. And I said, my God, I asked you that, and he did just what I said. But you know, things are going to turn around, and some of you have felt the same way. You have people that you thought that would stick by you no matter what, through thick and through thin. You had people who you felt like that was, you had them, glory to God, in your pocket. You had them, glory to God, and nothing would be able to separate you from them and them from you. The people who have told you how much they love you and how much they're going to stick by you and how much, but you got into a situation, glory to God, and that situation put you in the valley. And these same people have turned on you. You can't call them. They've changed their number. They haven't given you the number. You see them in Walmart. They'll go to the other aisle. Glory to God. And you're wondering what's going on. But here's the key. God is showing you who's really real and who's not. And don't worry about trying to stay in a place where you don't fit. If you don't fit with them because you take a stand for what's right, don't worry about it. God is getting ready to turn your situation around. Oh, yes, God is going to fix it where those same people who killed you, who murdered you, who backbited on you, who talked about you, who slandered you, who cut your throat, amen, who afflicted you, glory to God, who saw you in the valley, wouldn't lift a hand to pick you up, glory to God, saw your tears, saw your praying, saw, amen, your sorrow, and didn't want to do anything to help you come up, didn't encourage you like they used to, didn't lift a hand. I'm here to tell you, don't worry, glory to God. Every man's going to reap what he should sow, and God is getting ready to turn that thing around on your behalf. Favor is coming to you, favor that you never thought about. People are going to lean towards you. People are going to call you. They're going to need you. Them same people who turned on you are going to need you one day. They're going to, those that turned their backs on you are going to come looking for you. God is getting ready to turn your situation around. Just be real. Stay real. Stay with God. Stay with God. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let nobody change you, amen, so that you can be on their side, because those people will let you down in a heartbeat. But if you stick with God through thick and thin, and you've got to stick with God, if you've got to stick with him all by yourself. I always said, glory to God, when the church was flourishing, I said, if I got two people to preach to, I'm going to still preach the word of God. And I'm going to preach it with fire. I'm going to preach it with passion. I'm going to preach it with authority. And one day God fixed it to, it was right there. He tested me. He tested me just to see. Amen. I believe that if I was going to do what I said do, and I proved myself faithful, glory to God. Amen. I'm going to stick with God no matter what. No matter what goes down, no matter who stays with me, no matter who leaves, and you have to be that same way. If you've got to stay by yourself, if you've got to stand by yourself, then stand by yourself. This is what Jesus had to do when he was on his way to Golgotha. Amen. When he was carrying his cross, there was nobody that was plead his case for him. He had to stand by himself. But he's now sitting on the right hand of the Father in power and great glory. Because, amen, every man is going to reap what he sows, and I'm here to let you know what goes around comes around. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper, but here's my main scripture, and he said this to the prophets of old, and it goes for us today. He said he's going to restore what the palmer worm, the canker worm, the locust, the caterpillar has destroyed. Those years that he sent it upon the earth and they destroyed the crop, God is going to restore it, and he's going to restore it in your life. Look at your healing. Amen. Look at your healing when you had doctors that said you couldn't be healed. Glory to God. Look at where you are. Amen. Somebody asked me today, they said, did you have a good Christmas? You know, I say I didn't have the ones that I may have wanted to, but I praise God for the ones that I had, because somebody didn't have a Christmas as good as I had it. No matter how bad it was that I had it, somebody didn't have as good a Christmas as you had. So I give him the praise. I give him the glory. I give him the honor. Sometimes it's just good to throw your hands up. If you don't get what you wanted, if you didn't get your heart's desire, throw your hands up and give him glory anyhow. Because he's getting ready to turn it around. And this is what he's looking for. He's looking for real people. He's looking for people he can trust, people he can call on. Amen. people who will come out the background and take a stand for God. And if you want to know my scriptures here, amen, just in case you need one, I'm going to Acts the 5th chapter, talking about Ananias and Sapphira. They conspired together against God. They made a vow to the church. They made a vow that they were going to sell the land and give it so the church can flourish and so the church can be built. And they made a vow to the anointed man of God. And when they left and sold the land turned out, God blessed the land, sent, amen, people, gave them favor with Ananias and Sapphira, paid more for the land than they expected to get. Amen. And when they saw that, they sit there, husband and wife, conspiring together and saying, we can't give all of this to the church. We're not going to give all of this to the church. Let's just give some of it. And they went back, and her husband came and gave some of it, and Peter asked him, because the Spirit of God had already told him, you can't hide from the anointed of God. God will reveal you. Amen. And so when he got there, amen, Peter says, is this all it is? And Ananias said, this is all it is. And he said, why have you found in your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? And the Bible said his heart stopped. And then his wife came up, and she conspired, and she agreed with him. That was it. But she thought that she had gotten away because he came up. And when she said that was it, she lied to the Spirit of God. Amen. Instead of just doing what they had promised God that they were going to do in order to get blessed, they didn't, and they lost out. So we have to understand these principles as we go forward. Amen. Glory to God. There's a difference, and this is why I say we need to understand and know the gospel. I want to share something with you right here. There's a difference between, in my opinion, a sermon and a message. A sermon is a preacher preaching what the Bible says and reading from the scriptures. He is giving you an understanding of what he is reading. We call that sermonetic. It is a sermon. But a message is when God speaks to his anointed to tell the church and give the church an end time word, a word for the time. And that preacher uses the scriptures to back up what God has told him. That's a message, and that's what we need in this hour. We need messages. We don't need sermons. We don't need something that's been preached over the years, and Ezekiel and the dry bones, and they got up, and Daniel in the lion's den, and three Hebrew boys in the fire. We go from that, and that's far as it goes. The only reason you use these is that if it's backing up something God has given to you to give to the preachers, amen, to give to the people. If God has given it to the preachers to give to the people, then we can use that. But we need a message for the hour right now. Look at this. Perilous times are upon us. We hear our young men are being shot dead and nothing is done about it. Glory to God. Look at our government. Look at how, amen, the wars break out. And look at how many people die, amen, in wars. And the people who caused the war to happen are living in lavish luxury. Glory to God. When sons and daughters, amen, are going out, and mothers and fathers are losing sons and daughters, and children are losing fathers and mothers. But the people that caused the war to happen are living lavishly and not concerned about anything, not even their children. We need a message for the time. Where are the real people that can stand up for what's right and understand that we need to take a stand and get a message for the hour and not just something to smooth things over? When the Twin Towers fell, it had nothing to do with my prosperity. It had everything to do with how the enemy wants to attack our God's people. Look how many people died needlessly. We need a message for the hour. And we need real people to take a stand in our pulpits. Amen. In our governmental offices. Amen. In the government. And we need real Christians. We go to church every Sunday. We go to church every Sunday. Glory to God. Throw our hands up. Sing in the choir. Sing Zion songs. Throw our hands up and give God praise. Talk about his name. Listen to the preacher. Preach it and then leave out. And we have not become any better than we were when we first went in there. There has to be a change. Where is the anointed people of God? You don't have to be a preacher to be anointed. Where is the anointed people of God? Amen. I just found out about one of my friends. I was talking to him on Saturday, and his wife was picking up their grandchild from school. And when they picked up, the grandchild was telling her about a young girl that she had saw in school and how she would sit in the back because she didn't have the clothes and she didn't have the shoes and she didn't have, you know, the nice things that the other school kids had. And she was ashamed, and she sat in the back. And my friend said his wife told him about it. They got in the car. They found out where she lived. Amen. They found the area. They couldn't find the house, but they didn't give up. They kept on till they found the house. The parents came to the door. She told the parents exactly what she was there for. Amen. The parents says, fine. She got that child. They took that child on a shopping spree and bought that young girl everything that she needed for school. Amen. For not just for one day, glory to God, for a week spent on her and blessed her and blessed her Christmas and brought her back. And the parents were so elated. Glory to God. They wanted to know what they can do. And my friend and his wife told them, you don't need to do anything. You don't owe us nothing. It is a privilege. And this is my heart. These are the people that I want to be around. These are the people that I want to be my friends. Listen, some people change because they're in a position and power. And you don't know them now as you used to know them. I don't want to deal with those. I want to deal with people who, real folks, who know how to have passion. And that's my heart when I can see the appreciation and the joy on somebody's face because I have done something to help them. That's reward enough for me. Glory to God. We need some real people, not just religious folks. Glory to God. I wish I wonder how many people are hearing what I'm saying here. Glory to God. Ah, we need some people that will take a stand for God and show forth the praises and show forth what he is all about. Glory to God. And you got to do it outside of the church, not just in the church. I was with some friends the other day, glory to God, and coming up in the church, we were all together. Oh, we were one accord. We loved each other. We helped each other. Now we went separate ways and has taken over them. And now I met them a few days ago for the first time. I almost didn't know them by spirit. I knew them by face, but I didn't know them by spirit because of position and power. I almost ran to get them from there because it's time for real people to come together. My time is gone. It's time for real people to take a stand. It's time for real people to move forward, to stick together, to call each other, to bless each other, to take a stand against the disease that's going across this country. Amen. The murders, the things that are happening, the injustice that's happening. Where are the real Christians at? Glory to God. Jesus died for our sins, and therefore we have to make sure that we do what's necessary Amen. My time is gone. I thank you right now for tuning in. Tune in next Monday, 6:30, the same time. We're going to come back with another word. Until that time, this is Dr. Morgan saying God bless you and keep you. 492 is my mailing address in Cordial, Georgia, 31010. Write me and let me know how you feel concerning this word. A word of testimony in Jesus' name. God bless you.
There's no God like the Lord. There's no God like the Lord. There's no God like the Lord.